Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We're playing that song from my iPod. I like having the click on. I forgot to bring my laptop today. What the hell is going on? For the first time ever, I forgot to bring my laptop with me. So We're flying naked tonight, guys. There's no funny sound effects. There's no quirky YouTube bits. It's just me and my iPod, which is running out of battery. Big announcement coming up on the show tonight. Very big announcement. It's sad. Well, it could be perceived by some as sad news, but trust me, it's great news. I'll go into it later on, but we are losing a member of the team to be replaced by a new member of the team who I think you will certainly have a lot more affection for than the member of the team that we're losing, who, if I'm honest, has become an irritant and doesn't fit in with Talk Radio's kind of more masculine, male-driven agenda. More on that in a bit, dear listener. More on that. Oh, and by the way, so loads of you have been complaining for the last 6 weeks that the internet, that if you're listening online via the app or via TuneIn or Radio Player, that from about 11 to 1, when the show starts really hotting up, that the internet feed fails you. I blame the evil cabal of Duncan Barks and Ian Collins. Those two men would stoop at those two men would sink to very low depths to try and steal some of my audience. This is the most listened to late night radio show anywhere in the country. So if that happens, it works if you go to youtube.com/IanLee and look for the live feed. You can kind of hear it there because it's through headphones and it's so you can still hear it. So if it drops out, and may God bless all of you for your patience, go to youtube.com/IanLee, subscribe, and you will be absolutely fine. Let's go to Kate. Good evening, Kate.
Hello, Ian. My name is Kate.
I know. That's why I said it twice.
I know you did, yeah.
So I'm going to... Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. Using my iPod, I'm going to find... I haven't got it in my iPod. I was going to play the Ben Folds 5 song, Kate. Do you know that?
I don't, actually, but I think I've heard some of his stuff. Did he do one with Rufus Wainwright?
I'm going to say yes,
yeah.
But specifically he does a song called Kate. Kate,
oh,
she
nice.
Lives on an apartment on the 45th floor. She makes me go, and I want it some more. It's Kate.
Doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom. Kate and his boogie woogie piano. We could have had Ben Folds on the show a few weeks ago, but we didn't. Can I just say, right?
Yeah.
I had an email yesterday saying that not Catherine, and I'll explain why not Catherine in a bit, but that saying that I have been granted an interview face-to-face, not on the phone, with the biggest star ever on this show, right? Ever. And we've had members of the Beach Boys. We've had we've had huge stars on this show. This right, and but some people go, "Oh, Ian's guests. I don't like that guest. They're too obscure. They're whoa. This guest, and I'm not saying who it is because I don't want Johnny Seifert to steal that guest like he did with Belinda Carlisle.
Outrageous.
I don't want Johnny Seifert, who works here, and I use that term very loosely, he stole Belinda Carlisle. Belinda Carlisle was coming on this show, and then she didn't. She went on another show. So I'm not saying the name of this guest, but trust me, everybody likes this guest. He is one of the biggest movie stars in the world. And that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
I reckon I know who it is.
From that?
Yeah, I think so.
Go on, say who, and if you're right, I'm going to dump you.
Do they... I've never phoned you before.
Yeah.
So please don't dump me, because it's just... I've never spoken on radio before.
I'll keep you on the air, but if you say the name, I'll press the dump button so that only I hear it.
Say the name.
No, say the name.
Can I give you a clue of who I think it is?
Yeah, go on.
Have they bought a house near Winchester? Do they live quite near Winchester?
Give me another clue.
Do they drink in Hartley Wintney near Fleet in a pub?
Give me another clue.
Do they play in a band?
Give me another clue.
Yeah, did they...
Say their name.
Does it begin with a J?
Does it... Yeah, it does. Mm. I should have dumped it. I didn't know that they bought a house over here.
Yeah, because they drink quite near to where... Well, kind of near where I live. And I hear that they go drinking...
Right, hang on a minute. Take this call off air. I'm going to come and talk... No, I'm going to come and talk to you off air. Let me just play something at random on my iPod. Hang on, let me just play something completely at random. Because I've got to go on... okay, turn... turn my microphone off. Okay, I spoke to Kate off air. And Kate, no, it's not Johnny Depp.
Okay, fine.
I would say, because Johnny Depp divides people, because some people think he's violent towards women. I don't know the ins and outs. I've known people who've worked with him and say he's a nice guy. But because of the stories about him, he would divide people. Let me just say, the person that I am supposedly meeting later in a couple of months... Everybody likes him. Everybody likes him.
Okay. Is he quite funny? And does he do little sort of... Does he sing in a kind of odd way? And he's quite big.
Right, hang on a minute. I'm going to play this song again. I'm going to come and speak to her off air again. Hang on. Okay, you're clutching at straws, Kate. No.
Yeah, okay, forget it, move on. Right, I'm ringing up, Ian, because I have been listening to you for a long time.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I was listening to you during the Pradeep era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember the Pradeep?
I can't do one now because I'm out of breath from jogging to the booth and back again. I'm out of breath.
Yeah. And those were the days, because I remember working from home in those days.
Yeah.
And you're on late morning, and you'd have a pizza delivered most days. at lunchtime and you talk about what you were having with your pizza. Do you remember those days?
Hang on. Late morning?
Was it late morning? I'm sure it was during the day. I mean, I was drinking a lot in those days, so I...
Me? No, I wasn't drinking in those days.
No, I was.
Oh, good for you.
So I don't, well, not really good for me, but...
Have you stopped now?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Good.
But
I stopped and I started again, but it wasn't drinking, it was drugs. But I stopped, but then I stopped again.
Yeah, good.
But I wasn't on late mornings, I don't...
LBC 2005. I was trying to remember the way home, because I've been thinking today that I need to stop you, because I'm worried about this day on joke Ouija board stuff.
Oh, the Ouija board arrived today!
No,
I forgot to bring it in. The Ouija board arrived today, but here's the thing. It's tiny, okay? It's a tiny Ouija board. I'm only going to get the ghosts of children.
Oh, God. Okay, right. This is what I'm ringing to talk about.
Okay, go on.
Because I've been actually quite concerned about it today.
I never did late mornings. I did drive time.
Did you get Domino's pizza?
I wouldn't get Domino's pizza in the morning. Even I'm not that insane.
At lunchtime.
No, I wasn't on at lunchtime.
I wasn't drinking in the daytime anyway, so...
I wasn't on air in the daytime. I was on at drive time, but I only got Domino's pizza like once or twice. I think you were just listening to
you
a cassette.
You talked about it a lot. I mean, mate, I like Domino's pizza as well, I connected with it, with the pizza.
I ordered pizza from that restaurant chain the other day when my kids were over, and I forgot to add the potato wedges to my basket, so there was no potato wedges with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what a waste of life.
Yeah.
But well, the Ouija board is tiny. I'm going
to
bring it.
You would have done it enough to remember the wedges.
I'm going to bring it in.
You did it.
I was doing it on my computer, not on the app. I'm going to bring the Ouija board in tomorrow. But honestly, it is a tiny, tiny Ouija board. I'm tempted to buy a second one and sellotape them together.
Okay, right. So what I'm ringing up about is spirits. Now, because I listen to you. I have emailed you as well in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me, probably don't. Bumped into you once in a shop. Again, you probably don't remember.
You bumped into me in a shop?
Yeah, in a record shop, yeah. You won't remember that.
No, in Tower Records in Camden.
You think it wasn't Camden, I think it was Tottenham Court Road.
Well, but you think I was on the air in the daytime, so my...
Yeah, exactly. You know, you could have been anywhere.
My recollection is of life is better than yours.
Possibly, but then you had your own thing going on, so...
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. The little bit of the old synapses have been burned. But did you tweet me, Reece? I get confused. Did you tweet?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, well, you, okay.
Not tweet, but I did email you, but then I got embarrassed.
But you did, I asked specifically tweet, and you said yes. But
I didn't tweet you.
Okay.
I emailed you.
Okay.
And I just got a bit like, oh my God, he thinks I'm mental. But anyway, when you talk on the radio, I do often connect with it, and I think, oh, I've got to contact him, and then I think, actually, I don't know him.
Yes.
But I think that's what's good about you. You do connect with people. That's what you're doing, which is good, isn't it?
Right.
So for a long time, I didn't listen to you, and I'm listening to you again. But I listened to you on my commute to work, which is about an hour in the car each way, and I do it 3 days a week. So if you added up those hours,
yes,
I only managed to listen to a little bit of your weekly output, but I missed quite a lot of it.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I only listened to maybe a few hours a week.
What are you trying to say to me?
Well, because I don't know about your spiritual leanings. I don't know.
Hang on a minute. Dredge is on the line. Good evening, Dredge.
I've got spiritual leanings, just slightly to the left.
Dredge is coming to the seance with me, the Ouija board.
No, you're not doing it.
Sorry?
We should be coming. I don't think you should be doing
Dredge,
that.
Dredge, I've got my mum on the phone.
You got your mum on the phone?
Kate,
she's still alive.
Yeah.
Kate
yeah,
thinks
yeah, yeah.
that we should not be messing with a crappy little bit of wood that I got sent.
Yeah.
It's tiny, this Ouija board, Dredge.
No, I want to talk about spirits, okay? That's what I'm ringing up about.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so I want to tell you... Yeah, okay, fine. You can do all those jokes.
Do all the jokes, Dredge, for goodness sakes. But
Get them out of the way.
All right, hang on.
Get on with it.
Hang on, let's do them and get them out of the way. Go on, Dredge.
Well, she said something about spirits.
Yeah.
So then I continued with my line, which was, I don't drink.
OK, well, hang on a minute. If we're talking about spirits, can we try and keep this on the level?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all of them?
I think we're done, Kate. Yeah, go on.
What's the... Oh, there was another joke, wasn't there, about... I heard of my spirit. Anyway, whatever. OK, so...
I just hope we can... I just hope
spirit.
We can reach a happy medium.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. There was one, I'm on the Tim Vine joke group on Facebook.
Yeah.
There was one about, I got a small medium. I caught a small medium at large the other day. That's quite good.
Oh, that is quite good, because that's the three sizes.
Yeah, exactly.
I phoned up a radio show once and asked Spike Milligan
Wow.
what his favourite medium was, and he said, I forget her name. And now you can continue.
Okay, that wasn't the... We should have... didn't need that. That's just... Anyway, right, Kate, okay. Yes. So yeah, you want to come to the seance with me?
I'll come and I'll stop you doing it. Which I'm coming on to it. Okay, right. Because I don't know what you're... Because I've run up for two... Well, actually, I've run up for three reasons.
Okay.
Because I haven't spoken to you before, so yeah. I thought I'd try and get it all out in one go.
We spoke in the record
shop. You're making up for it now, don't
we? We didn't speak in the record shop. I saw you in the record shop and then I ran away.
Oh, I spoke to the woman in the Camden Tower Records.
Exactly. It's someone else. It's someone else.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine.
So, reason number three for ringing up, I'm going to get out of the way now.
Okay, so this is effectively reason number one, then. If you're doing it first...
We can do it now. I just want to get out of the way quickly.
But if you're doing it first, then it's reason number one.
Okay, yeah, good. Can we go back to a drive time show? Because I left at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm knackered.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah. Okay.
Knackered.
Well, do you know what?
Just let me finish.
Sorry.
You were talking about how you want women to phone up.
Well, that was ages ago.
I caught that show.
That was like a year ago. Then I went on the jungle and I became a fanny magnet.
Yeah.
Did I just say that word out loud?
That's an awful word.
I take that back. That was offensive. Yeah, that was offensive to everybody.
You do that every now and then. You like
I do. I like to see if I dare myself to say something outrageous.
Yeah, okay. Well, I might dare myself.
I will go back to drive time because Eamon Stay-at-Homes is hardly in, so I might as well just rock up and join the queue of people waiting to fill in for him.
Yeah, I saw him at an airport a few weeks ago.
Yeah, running away from his responsibilities at this radio station.
Sorry, is this still reason number one?
It's number three, but we're calling it number one.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
So number two, okay, so my...
Hold on, number two.
Dredge.
Yeah, we're going to go to number two, which was originally number one, but I've moved it.
Okay.
Number two. So this is... Okay, so my late great-grandfather was a quasi-famous spiritualist.
Ooh, was he really?
Yes, he was. In fact, so famous that the Beatles wrote to him during their Sgt. Pepper phase. And I think one of my mum's little jokes is that she only went out with my dad so she would meet the Beatles.
Hang on, I thought you said Sgt. Pepper, but now you're saying it was Meet the Beatles. Which album was it?
Well, it wasn't that.
I'm just doing some very, very high quality Beatles jokes for Beatles fans.
Anyway, my late great grandfather.
For American Beatles.
I don't get it.
For American Beatles fans. In America, the Beatles had an album called Meet the Beatles.
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah. But she didn't know about that. That would have added to the joke.
Okay. What? Tell me about the seance.
With my mum's stories, you have to take them with a pinch of salt because they're not always in the right order. So I don't know. If I look back at the year of Sgt. Pepper, it won't be the year that my mum met my dad.
Okay.
It's always a bit mixed up.
Yes.
But anyway...
Is this still reason number one? Sorry.
No. Shut up, Dredge! Let the woman speak!
Okay, I've nearly finished this bit. So he had a house in Glastonbury, quite a famous house. It's a retreat now. He made it a retreat. He turned it into a charity. It's very nice of him. And I went there to stay with my friend about 2004-ish.
Yeah.
During my drinking days, but you weren't allowed to take alcohol into the house, which was probably a good thing. So there's no alcohol in the house.
No!
No meat. I had to take vegetarian food in. And I remember, let me just quickly tell you a story, because this is what I wanted to bring you up to talk to you about. And I'm always been a bit sceptical about things, but this absolutely happened. We walked into the room at the retreat house. We were on the top floor. I was looking out the window. My best friend, Sophie, came with me. She went to the loo. Looking out the window, thinking, what a sweet garden.
Yes.
There was somebody right behind me.
Right.
I could feel them.
The
right
people on YouTube, if this was a democracy, which it isn't, people on YouTube, so get stuffed. If this was a democracy, you'd have been off like 5 minutes ago, Kate.
It's not, though, is it?
No, it's not.
You want to hear that? I'm nearly there now.
Please get to the point of the call. I'm 10 minutes late for the adverts.
Oh, you're joking.
No.
Okay, so really, the next day, we bumped into a woman who I'd met a few years before there who happened to remember me. She said to me, "How's your late grand? This is the important. This is the money. This is the bit, right?"
Drinks, shut up! Because if you keep interrupting her, then this call goes on longer and longer.
She said, "Has your late great grandfather made himself known to you yet?" I said, "I don't think so, but I feel very comfortable here." She said to me,
"Oh,
watch out for him because he likes to breathe on people's necks."
Right, that's great. Ghosts aren't real, Kate.
They are. Spirits are real.
Okay, thanks.
And you need to be careful.
Okay, thanks for your call.
I haven't got to number three.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do it tomorrow, because that was going on forever. Dredge Day, they will come to you in a bit. 0344-499-1000, the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes, man, the Hoff. Don't hassle the Hoff, that's his name. Don't David Hasselhoff. Don't hassle the Hoff. Don't hassle Hoff. Don't David the Hasselhoff. Don't hassle him though, because he will punch you. Colin. Hello, Colin. Surprisingly, this isn't the worst call we've had so far tonight. Hello, Colin.
I'm not talking on air, you idiot.
Yeah, you're on air, you idiot. You phoned in a phone-in radio show, you idiot. So you're coming on air. What do you want?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You literally are now, you knobber.
Idiot.
You're the idiot. You're the one that's phoned up and you're on air.
I'm not talking to him.
You are talking to him now.
Not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Well, when you say words like then you are. So who's the idiot now? It's you, you sire. Stupid sire. Listen to you sighing. Who sighs in 2018? Nobody sighs. You're sighing and you're snuffling. And you're breathing like a criminal.
You stupid div.
You stupid div. Okay, man, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Gatford. Hello, Gatford.
All right then, mate. Gemma Atkinson and a Ford Escort.
Yeah, sorry, mate. We're trying to make the show a bit more blokish and a bit more laddish, and you just sound like a bell end. Thanks for calling. Speaking of which, Ken...
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Ken. Do you know what, Ken? I'm not in the mood to let you spread your right wing, homophobic, anti-Islamic, anti-Semitic bile tonight. So, thanks for calling.
I don't want.
There we go. What a hate-filled man that is. 0344 499 1000. Apropos, well done, Hayley, for not reminding me of what tonight's phone-in topic was supposed to be. Where did your dad hide his jazz mags? That was what we discussed last night when Paul Ross came in. 0344. Honestly, this, the new direction of this station is going to blow your freaking minds. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, where did your dad hide his jazz? My dad had two hiding places when I was younger. It was in his wardrobe, under his shoes. Not actually that well hidden. I remember finding it at the age of eight and thinking, I don't know what this is. It's a little bit scary, but I kind of like it. Oh, by the way, my sister Jo, don't listen to this bit. And then when I was a bit older, he had them hidden in a briefcase in a wardrobe. And I was one of those kind of kids that would just go through everything. So you can't hide that shiz, man. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. No, the number of names that flash up on the screen that say blocked from Ian Lee show. There's a lot of them. Because, you know, we just decided that life was too short for... I mean, you heard some of the hate last night. This guy phoning up, accusing me of being a paedophile because I talk about sex. Oh, yeah, there's a story about sex in the papers, actually. It's, I'm the bonking... Okay. I'm the bonking of the castle. I'm the king. I'm the bonking of the castle. Two couples had an outdoor orgy. Wow. I'm not a fan of outdoor sex. I've only ever had sex outdoors once. And it was in someone's back garden. It was the lady's back garden. It was the lady's back garden. It wasn't just random back garden. And it was raining and we were stood up. And I just went, do you know what? I'm getting quite wet. Can we go inside? Whereas What's-Her-Face, who used to work here, she was outside at it all the time. Two couples had an outdoor orgy. Gary, I thought we'd agreed that you coming on this show was not a great idea.
Well, I thought I'd be unbanned by now. What's going to talk about?
No, a ban.
Right. Oh, your dad's porn magazine.
Right, right. Well, this is why you're banned. Turn your radio off.
Huh? How many radios off? Oh, sorry.
Right, well, it's not because I can hear it in the background. This is why you're banned, Gary, because you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, you are an idiot. You are an idiot because you thought a ban would be finished by now. And you lied to me and said the radio was off when it was on.
It was on.
We could hear it.
We're on YouTube.
Well, that's the same thing. I don't know what you're broadcast, what you're listening to, but you had it on, you absolute pudding. Gary, you're banned.
Right.
I don't want you calling my show. I don't want you infecting my listeners with your simplicity. Right. Thanks for calling. But I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike. Mike, why did you shorten the name from Michael?
Because you are an idiot, you little pig. Look at the camera on the left. Look at me.
Sorry?
Don't talk about the Islamic, yeah?
Okay. Why are you doing a funny voice?
Yes, I'm telling you, I want to give you some listening in it.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Mike. I really appreciate it. Is everyone a knob?
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.